Hey guys, it's Jay here to dish you the goods. Today I'm talking about those special holiday treats we're handing out, gift cards. Welcome to the table. Everyone's doing it. Come get our gift cards. Hey, come spend 25 bucks on our gift cards and we'll give you a whole $5. No offense, guys, but $5 isn't a big enough incentive. It's Christmas. Think about this. For any special someone on your list, would you get them a free meal at our Ma and Pa's local diner? Is that really what they deserve this holiday season as a way to say I love you and appreciate you? Let's be serious. Take your ego out of it for 1 second. You can advertise all you want and plug up everyone's feeds on social media, but your post is the equivalent of a pop-up ad or an annoying commercial before watching a YouTube video. It's annoying, right? So what sort of incentive do we need to guarantee people actually choosing us as a way to celebrate the holidays? Because $5 just isn't going to cut it anymore in 2018. I want to get you thinking about next year. What about an incentive program? Instead of giving $5 for $20 spent, why not up the game a little bit? Team up with another local business. Maybe it's the flower shop. Get a customer to spend $50 and receive a free bouquet, and vice versa. Buy a bouquet and receive a $20 gift certificate. Playing with the profit margins, of course, to see what's affordable and manageable. Maybe it's a grocery store. Spend $100 on groceries and receive a free $20 gift card for your place. Spend $100 at the restaurant and receive a $20 gift certificate for groceries. Or instead of working with another business, why not prepare gift baskets that include gift certificates already in there? How's about this one, guys? This is a huge one for next year. The bigger the purchase, the bigger the prize. How's about whoever spends the most on gift cards during the holidays in your restaurant wins a free iPad? Do you know how many people will probably buy all their family and friends and coworkers stocking stuff for $20 gift cards just to try and win themselves a free iPad? And everyone's going to be talking about it on your place, and by sharing it on social media, people will be willing to share that to get the word out. Make yourself unique and stand out. Make sure you take your ego out of it. Make sure there's enough incentive for people to actually act on it, rather than just seeing another advertisement and scrolling by. Let's think out of the box next season, okay guys? I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. If you have questions or want to discuss, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Jay, that's J-A-Y, at the table. And if you haven't already, I'd love for you to subscribe on iTunes and YouTube, where I have exclusive content for those channels. Until next time, I'll see you at the table. Bye. Another one down.